Yeah, Bingo, but yeah, was Nemo. Yeah.
1520, the voice of Holopaw.
Yeah, never touch this stuff. Welcome back. Continuing coverage from HPW's the voice of Holopaw. Continuing coverage here at the running of the Thin Mints. We've been waiting for some time now for the start. And it seems like we keep going over and over the setup here. As you may remember from the end of last segment, we had a little trouble with Mary Lou Henner's headset and a microphone. The boys are working on it now, so you'll just barely be able to hear her, but we'll get that fixed for you so you can hear her lovely voice. And by the way, Mary Lou, just a fabulous outfit. What is that? Really? That's amazing you can get that in that color. Yeah, absolutely lovely. My stars, yes. Anyway, we're still waiting for the running of the Thin Mints, and as we've been setting up for the last half hour, basically the premise is this: they have these huge wheels of Thin Mints, and what they do is they individually number. Oh yeah. Oh, he barely got out. Yeah. What? Oh, sorry. What they do is they have these huge Thin Mints, 40-pound Thin Mints. I've never seen anything like it in my life. But yeah, like a 40-pound Thin Mint. What they do is they have an imprint on each one of those Thin Mints with a number on them. Really, it's amazing. And what they do is with this number on them. What they do with this number is they have some they sell each one of those numbers on the Thin Mints, and right now we're about a third of the way down Gibbler's Knob, and they take the Thin Mints and basically they roll them down this hill up at the top of Gibbler's Knob. And whatever Thin Mint rolls the furthest down that damn hill, that's your winner. And whoever has that number, I think the going rate is like $100 a Thin Mint, which is really quite amazing to think about how much money has to go for a Thin Mint. But yeah, that's right. The fine folks at York Peppermint Patty, yeah, taste the sensation. Make these very special Thin Mints to be rolling down this hill, and they sell these 40-pound Thin Mints, and they raise money for the local charity. And I think this year, if I have to look up what the charity is. What do you know, Mary Lou? Do you? Yeah. Really? Yeah. Mary Lou is telling me that they're raising money for this mission out in Guadalupe. And apparently it's the Lord's work. We're still waiting for the start of the running of the Thin Mints. I see some of the local marshals are trying to clear the course here, because there's still a lot of folks who are out here on the course where the action is supposed to take place, and I'm looking up the hill, and there still seems to be a lot of confusion out there on the top of the hill, and apparently there's a lot of folks who are just looking back and forth and up and down, and there's folks still out here on the hill, and honestly, you couldn't ask for a better day. Now, could you, Mary Lou? No, absolutely not. No. As a matter of fact, you know, there's a lot of local celebrities who are out here. You may or may not know. That's Dan. Yeah, that's local attorney Dan Newland. Yeah. Yeah, that's what we call a five head back in my day. Yeah. Yeah, that's No, I can't imagine that. No, he would have to get hats in a special place. Yeah. All right. Well, can't imagine what's taken so long. The marshals are still they seem to still be trying to get people to sort of shoo onto one side or the other of the path that these men's up there, and there seems to be some commotion. What's going on up there? Can you tell? They've let loose the thin mints. Are you kidding me? Oh my Lord, they're coming down and they're just wrecking right into people as they're coming down. Oh my stars. Oh, are you kidding me? Oh, it just ran into a little girl. Oh, the humanity. Oh, Mary Lou, there's one coming right for us. Look out. Oh, no.
Team 20, the voice of Holopaw.
This podcast is a production of the Sport Puck Network, located at the intersection of sports, music, and double entendres. Find us on the web at www.sportpuck.com.